奉主耶稣圣名正道。In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak. 圣经记载，有一些人正祷告的时候，发生了一些不平常的事情。
The Bible has records of people praying, and there are something unusual happened to them.
这些事都是宝贵的祷告经验。
And these become very precious experiences for them.
这些宝贵的经验可以作为我们祷告的思考和学习。
And these precious experiences can become points for us to consider and to learn.
我们举出第一样。
Let's talk about the first experience.
请看路加福音第九章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 9.
28跟29节。
Verse 28 and 29. Luke chapter 9, verse 28 and 29. Verse 28. And some 8 days after these things, it came about that he took along Peter and John and James and went up to the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face became different and his clothing became white and gleaming.
这里记载主耶稣带了这三个门徒上山祷告。
This is a record of how Jesus took the three disciples to the mountain to pray.
这里讲得很清楚。
Here it was clearly recorded.
正祷告的时候，主耶稣的面貌就改变了。
While he was praying, his appearance became different.
连他的衣服都发光。
And even his clothing were shining bright.
当然，主耶稣在这个时候彰显他的荣耀，有他的旨意和他的目的。
And at this moment when Jesus manifested his glory, it was for a specific purpose and in accordance with his will.
但这也同时显明了祷告的确是可以改变一个人的面貌的。
But it also tells us that in prayer, our countenance or appearance can change.
就如同摩西上山面对面跟神谈话。
It's just like Moses when he was speaking to the Lord in the mountain.
当摩西下山的时候，他的面貌改变了。
And when he descended from the mountain, his face changed.
他脸上发出荣光。
His face was shining brightly.
当然，这种的面貌的改变，并不是人人在祷告当中可以追求得到的。
And the change in a physical appearance is not something that every believer can achieve.
这种面貌的发出荣光可以说是一种的神迹，是要真神的旨意。
We can say that after prayer, if one face should shine with glory, it's actually a miracle of God.
但是另外一种面貌的改变，好像斯蒂凡那一种的改变，却是我们人人可以追求，也应该去追求的。
But that is another kind of change of appearance, like that which happened to Stephen.This is the change of appearance that we can have and we should strive to have.
请看《使徒行传》第六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 6.
我们读第十节。
Acts chapter 6, verse 10. 七章。
第六章第十节。
Acts chapter 6, verse 10. Verse 10.And yet they were unable to cope with the wisdom and the spirit which he was speaking.
还有十五节。
And verse 15, and fixing their gaze on him, all who were sitting in the council saw his face like the face of an angel.
这里记载斯蒂凡被他们抓去审问。
And here is the time when Stephen was brought before them for questioning.
面对这一种生命的威吓，但是斯蒂凡的脸上所表现出来的却是那么样的平安和坚定。
At that time, his life was threatened, but yet what he manifested in his face was one of peace and calm.
他在心里面祷告。
In his heart, he was praying.
圣灵的充满。
And he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
这里记载他用智慧和圣灵说话，众人都抵挡不住，握不倒他。
Here says that after he spoke with wisdom and in the Spirit, the people were unable to cope with him.
会众在这里定睛看他，看到他的面貌就好像天使的面貌一样。
And the people there gazed at him and saw his face like the face of an angel.
如果我们面对这一种的场面，
If we were in these circumstances,
我们的面貌会不会改变呢？
Will our face change?
有些人在这个时候就吓得脸青青了。
Some people may become so frightened that their face turn green.
真的是变了面貌。
And there is a change in their face.
不过是变得不好的。害怕的，忧伤的。
It was a change for the worse because it became a fearful and a sorrowful face.
可是斯蒂凡刚刚好相反。
But then the manifestation of Stephen was just the opposite.
他流露出来的是一种的平安，一种的坚定。
And what was before him was that his face became more steady and became more calm.
因为他心中有主。
This is because in his heart he has the law.
主耶稣借着圣灵住在他的心里面。
And the Lord through the Holy Spirit dwells in him.
他心中有依靠。
And he has the dependence.
他有主耶稣的平安和主耶稣的圣洁在他的心里头。
He has the peace as well as the holiness of the Lord Jesus in him.
所以他的脸上就流露出来那一种有如天使的面貌。
And that is why from his face flow out an appearance like an appearance of an angel.
我们有一句话说，相由心生，就说一个人的面貌是由我们的心来控制的。
We say that the appearance of a man on his face is actually controlled by his heart.
一个人有愁眉苦脸的相貌，就是因为他心里面呢、有很多的烦恼和伤心的事。
For example, if a person display a very sorrowful face, actually in his heart he is always full of worries and miseries.
如果一个人心里面很得意、很快乐，他的相貌很自然就是眉开眼笑那一种的。
On the other hand, if a person is very confident and happy, then what we can see in his face is one of joy.
所以如果士提凡心里面是忧伤是害怕的，他的脸上能够流露出好像天使的外貌来吗？
So if Stephen was filled with fear as well as worries at that time, would he be able to look at an angel?
我们俗语有一句话说六神无主，就是形容一个人啊，他张皇失措啊，茫然不知道要怎么办。
And we say that when a person becomes panicky, then we can see in his face or in his actions that he doesn't know what to do.
那么这个六神到底是指什么呢？中文的哈，六神啊，六神无主的六神啊，原来它是指我们内心as身体里面的六脏。
And there is a Chinese proverb which says that when a person is panicky,He will describe the state of the six organs in our body.
所以六神无主形容他身体里面的六种器官啊，通通都不正常，都失去控制。
And that these six organs will not function normally, and a person cannot control these organs when he is in fear.
啊，这个六脏就是心啦、肺啦、肝啦、胆啦、肾啦，还有那个脾。
太快了。
啊，心、
heart、
肺、
the lungs、
肝、
the liver。
胆
gallbladder
还有什么肾
kidney
啊
kidney
啊还有一个是脾脏啊
外在
脾脏是什么 spleen 啊是吗
spleen
啊
spleen okay the spleen
啊这些都失去控制了。
And that one is not able to control these six organs.
其实古人间的形容一点都没有错。
Actually, the people of old make a very good description of this.
所以你看，当一个人很忧伤、很害怕的时候
，So when you look at a person when he's anxious and sorrowful,
你看他的心脏是不是跳动得很快、不正常啊
？You will find that his heart will be beating very quickly.
他的呼吸也很急促，甚至天不倒地，就是不是天不倒地，是呼吸困难吗、
And that he will have difficulty in breathing.
还有其他的器官哦，你去想，越想越有道理的。
And that you find that there are reasons why people say that these six organs will not function normally when one is in fear.
真的是六神无主啊。
And that you cannot control your these six organs.
但是我们基督徒
，But as for Christians,
当我们面对种种的问题、种种事情发生的时候
，When we are faced with problems and things that happen in our life,
我们是这样的六神无主，还是六神有主呢？
Are we able to control these six organs? That is the issue.
你看，斯蒂凡，他就是六神有主的人。
If you look at Stephen, clearly he was a man who was able to control himself and his six organs at that time.
面对这一切，他心里面祷告。
When he was faced with all these adverse circumstances, he prayed in his heart.
圣灵充满他，感动他。
He was filled with the Holy Spirit and he spoke.
他脸上流露出来的就好像天使的外貌了。
And then what people saw on his face was the face of an angel.
你说他是个使徒，当然他受过特别的训练。
Of course, you may say that being an apostle, being a disciple, he has received special training.
那我们只是个平常人呢、平常的信徒啊。
Are ordinary people, we are ordinary members.
我们怎么能够达到那一种的程度呢
？How can we compare ourselves with Stephen and to achieve such a high standard?
那我们就讲一位平信徒好了。
Let's talk about a normal believer.
请看撒母耳记上第一章。
Let's turn to First Samuel chapter one.
撒母耳记上第一章
First Samuel chapter 1
18节
Verse 18 First Samuel chapter 1 Verse 18 And she said, Let your maid servant find favor in your sight. So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad.
她那脸上带着愁容，人人都轻易可以看见。
Hannah was, had a sorrowful face at that time, and everyone was able to see this.
她丈夫对她说啊，
Her husband told her this.
有我不是比十个孩子还好吗？你何必这样的忧伤呢？
Am I not better to you than 10 sons? Why do you appear to be so sad?
她丈夫爱她，也体贴她，也了解她的痛苦是什么，但是帮不了她。
Her husband loves her and empathized with her, yet he was not able to solve her problem.
那么哈娜就在圣殿里面祷告。
And Hannah was praying in the temple.
不过又给祭司误会她。
Yet she was misunderstood by the priest.
真的是让她苦上加苦啊。
So this added to her sorrows.
她对这个祭司说。
She said to the priest,
16节
verse 16,
不要讲逼你看作不正经的女子，我因为被人激动，愁苦太多了。
Do not consider your maidservant as a worthless woman, for I have spoken until now out of my great concern and provocation.
祭司才发现到他的错误。
Then the priest realized his error.
然后就祝福他。
And he blessed her.
十八节就记载。
Verse 18,
Hannah 心里就得到安慰了。
That Hannah was comforted in her heart.
因为她的脸上再不带着愁容了。
Because her face was no longer sad.
在圣殿里祷告。
She was praying in the temple.
当她真的把她的一切交托给神的时候
，When she really entrusted all her problems to the Lord,
她的面貌改变了
，Her face had changed.
不再带着愁容
，She was no longer sad.
她就起来去吃饭，开开心心的生活
，And she went her way and ate and continued a more happy life.
我们每个人都有自己的烦恼和痛苦
，Every one of us have our own problems.
连我们的脸都变色了。
And we find that there's a change in color in our faces.
有时候变成脸黑黑
Sometimes our faces are black.
有时候变成脸青青
Or sometimes they are green.
但是不管是怎样，我们自己知道
But regardless of the color of the face, we ourselves understand.
在这个时候怎么办呢？
Then what can we do at this moment?
正祷告的时候
This is a time for us to pray.
面貌可以改变的
Because when we pray, our face do change.
因为接着祷告
Because through prayer,
圣灵的充满和感动
Through the motivation and the feeling of the Holy Spirit,
能够改变我们的心
our hearts can change.
能够提醒我们
and there is a reminder for us.
为什么我们不把这一切交托给我们的主呢？
Why don't we entrust all these things to the Lord?
当我们的内心改变
when there is a change in our inner,
我们的内心得到平安
and when we receive peace within us,
我们的面貌自然就会改变了
then very naturally our physical face will change.
问题就是。
The problem is here.
我们肯祷告吗？
Are we willing to pray?
我们肯顺从圣灵的感动吗？
Are we willing to submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit?
我们确实常常让圣灵担忧啊。
Very often we grieve the Holy Spirit.
请看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians
第四章
，Chapter 4。
以弗所书第四章
，Ephesians Chapter 4，
三十节到三十二节
，Verse 30 to 32。Verse 30。And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
为什么圣灵会担忧？
Why can the Holy Spirit be grieved?
因为我们在生活里面。
Because in our daily lives,
我们的心里面就充满这一种的恼恨。愤怒、毁谤，这种种不好的事情。
And you find that in our hearts are always filled with so much bitterness, wrath, and anger, and all these kind of evil things in us.
人家看你的脸色，人家大概都可以知道你心里在想什么。
And when people look at your physical faces, they know what is within you.
你没有看过你自己愤怒的脸是怎样的
？Have you ever seen your own face when you are angry？
那个脸色的确是很难看的。
Actually, your face would be very ugly.
为什么我们继续让我们的心灵这样的沉重呢
？And why should we allow to have this kind of down spirit？
为什么我们的脸色不能够改变呢
？Why can't we change our physical appearance？
当我们心里不高兴
when we are not happy in our hearts,
或者当我们心里害怕忧愁，
or when there is fear and sorrow within us,
别人还没有发觉到，但是你自己是最清楚的了。
Before anyone actually discovers these things, we ourselves know that we have them.
比如说他已经开始不高兴了，
for example, he is beginning to become angry.
不过讲的人还不知道，还继续在那边讲。
But then the person speaking did not realize this and continue in his speech.
等他从心里面流露在脸上表露出来的时候，
then when his anger is manifested externally through his face,
讲的人才发觉到讲得太重了。
Then the speaker realized that he has used too strong words.
因为他已经脸黑黑了。
Because his face has turned black.
再不停止的话，就要打下雷雨了。
And that if you continue, if you do not stop, then the rain will come.
所以我们自己最了解自己的心灵。
We ourselves know our inner selves.
为什么当这一些愤怒或者忧伤开始的时候，
therefore when we have this kind of anger and sorrows coming to us,
我们为什么不祷告呢？
Why don't we pray?
我们可以祈求圣灵帮助我们，
we can ask the Holy Spirit to help us,
让我们消除我们的怒气，
that we are able to extinguish our
anger, 让我们懂得把我们一切交托给神，
that we are able to put all our things into the hands of God.
也许环境不允许你跪下去祷告，
perhaps circumstances do not permit you to kneel down and pray.
但是有谁说祷告一定要跪下去才可以祷告呢？
Did anyone tell you that when you pray you must kneel down and pray?
正如同斯提凡面对他们的审问的时候，他怎么跪下去祷告？
And just like Stephen at that time when he was faced with the accusers, he did not kneel down and pray.
他就在心里头祷告，
but he was praying in his heart.
祈求主的帮助，
he was asking the Lord for his help. And the Holy Spirit filled him.
用智慧跟圣灵的言语来讲话。
And he spoke with wisdom and the Spirit.
表现出那一种的无畏，那一种的坚定，那一种的平安。
And he manifested his cleanliness as well as his calmness before people.
圣灵就是要这样来帮助我们，来灵修我们自己。
This is how the Holy Spirit will help us and nurture us.
当我们在愤怒的时候，
when we are angry,
不满的时候，
when we are displeased with people,
我们能够在心里头祷告，
we can pray in our hearts.
圣灵会感动，会帮助我们的。
Then the Holy Spirit will move and help us.
当我们平静下来，
then we will become calmer.
连我们脸色就会改变。
Then you find that our physical face will change.
不会变成脸黑黑，而变成脸很平安，很祥慈祥了。
And that our face will not manifest this blackness, but in fact it will manifest a kind of tenderness and calmness.
或者听到任何不幸的报告，
or when we heard something news that is not good to us,
我们心里已经开始伤心了，
and we find that there is sorrow coming to us,
为什么不祷告呢？
Why don't we pray?
把我们的生命交托给神，
and entrust our lives into the hands of
God. 这样你流露出来的，
then you will find that what emanates from your feeling,
绝对不是脸青青，
will not be a fearful face of green color.
因为你知道神在看顾，
because you know that God is looking at you.
神有神的旨意，
because God has his
will for you. 我愿意交托给神，
I am willing to entrust this thing.
你就打了一场美好的仗了，
then you have fought the good fight.
你的灵修就更进一步了，
that you have take one step ahead in your spiritual
journey. 圣灵就充满着喜悦，
and the Holy Spirit will be pleased with you.
因为我们顺从圣灵，
because we are heeded the guidance.
我们祈求圣灵的帮助，
and we have asked him for help.
但如果我们不是这样，
but if we do not behave in
this manner, 任凭自己忧伤，任凭自己愤怒下去，
and we allow ourselves to continue in our sorrow and in our anger,
不祷告也不思想神的话，
and we do not want to pray and we do not want to consider God's words,
越想越多，越多就越糟糕，
and the more we think about our own feelings, the more terrible it becomes,
那就真的让神的圣灵担忧啊。
Then we will actually grieve the Holy Spirit.
一个人愤怒也好，忧伤也好，如果不停止的话，的确是越来越糟糕的。
When one is sorrowful or when one is angry and he does not stop these feelings, then it will become worse and worse for him.
所以保罗勉励我们，
and Paul encouraged us,
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，
do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
一切不好的情绪我们不要从心里面除掉，
that we must put aside all kind of evil from our hearts.
只要你祷告，圣灵会帮助我们的。
As long as we pray, the Holy Spirit will help us.
让我们心里面存着主的恩慈，
that we will be able to feel with the kindness of the Lord.
用恩慈彼此相待，
and that we are able to be kind to one another,
彼此饶恕好像主饶恕我们一样，
and to forgive each other just as God has also forgiven us.
将人人所表露出来的面貌都是喜乐、和平和温柔的。
And then you find that what is manifested in all our faces will be one of peace, will be one of harmony and of calmness.
这不就是我们要借着祷告来学习的功课吗？
And isn't these are the things that we need to learn in our prayers?
正祷告的时候，
while we are praying,
面貌是可以改变的。
Our faces can change.
因为有圣灵的感动和改变。
Because we have the transformation as well as the motivation of the Spirit.
好，我们讲第二件事。
We talk about the second point.
路加福音第三章，
Luke chapter 3，
路加福音第三章
Luke chapter 3,
21跟22节
verse 21 and 22. Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Now it came about when all the people were baptized that Jesus also was baptized. And while he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came out of heaven, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom indeed I am well pleased.
这里记载正祷告的时候天就开了。
Here records that while he was praying, heaven was opened.
天开了圣灵就降下来就在他身上。
Heaven was opened, the Holy Spirit descended upon him.
然后天父就说话了。
Then the Heavenly Father spoke.
你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
My beloved Son.
圣灵降临在耶稣身上的时候
When the Holy Spirit descended upon the body of the Lord,
天父才正式的宣告
Then the Heavenly Father announced this officially,
你是我的爱子
Thou art my beloved Son,
我喜悦你
Indeed, I'm well pleased.
约翰也是一样
This also happened to John.
请看约翰福音的第一章
Let's turn to John chapter 1,
33节跟34节
Verse 33 and 34
他说我先前不认识他
See, I did not recognize him
不过差我来用水施洗的就是神对我说
But he who sent me to baptize in water said to me
你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上谁就是用圣灵施洗的
He upon whom you see the Spirit descending This is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit
34节
Verse 34
我看见了
And I have seen,
就证明这是神的儿子。
And I bore witness that this is the Son of God.
难道约翰不认识耶稣吗
？And at that time, didn't John recognize Jesus?
他认识的。
He knows Jesus.
他们本来就是亲戚。
Actually, they were relatives.
而且说起来，他们从肚子里面就认识了的。
And we can say that they actually know one another when they were in the mother's womb.
在路加福音第一章里面记载。
And in Luke chapter 1, it was recorded.
当玛利亚去见以利沙伯的时候
That when Mary went to visit Elizabeth,
以利沙伯里面所怀的胎就是施洗约翰
At that time, Elizabeth had a conception and John the Baptist was actually inside her.
他一听到玛利亚问候的声音
And when he heard the voice of Mary greeting her mother,
这个胎就欢喜跳动了
Then the baby actually leaped in the womb.
长大以后
And when he grew up,
他更清楚知道所发生的一切事情。
Of course, he will know what happened to him.
耶稣的确就是我们所等待的弥赛亚。
And that he would have known that Jesus is the Messiah that they were waiting for.
所以当主耶稣要受洗的时候
，So when Jesus came to him to be baptized,
约翰不是阻止他吗
？John actually stopped him.
我应当受你的洗，你怎么叫我给你施洗呢
？Say, actually, I am to be baptized by you. Why do you ask me to baptize you?
可见他很清楚。耶稣是谁的
Therefore, he clearly understood who Jesus was.
但为什么他说我不认识他呢
Yet he said that here that I do not recognize him.
为什么等圣灵降临下来他才肯见证这的确是神的儿子呢
Only when the Holy Spirit came upon him would I testify that this is the Son of God.
因为这是真神的旨意
Because this is the will of God.
天父自己也是这样
And this is what the Heavenly Father said.
所以当耶稣祷告
When Jesus prayed,
圣灵降临下来
the Holy Spirit descended upon him.
天父正式的宣告
and the Heavenly Father announced,
这是我的爱子
that this is my beloved Son.
约翰也是在这个时候宣布
and at this time, John also announced,
向他的门徒做见证
and he bore testimony to his disciples,
从此以后你们要跟从他
that from henceforth you are to follow him.
因为他才是神的儿子
because he is really the Son of God.
这是神的旨意
this is the will of God.
这一点是很重要的
this is an importantimportant points
因为有时候我们会想
because there are times that we will consider
我们已经受洗了
that we already baptized
圣经记载
the Bible records
我们罪得赦免
that our sins are forgiven
我们从水里重生
that we are born again through water
有圣灵的见证
and we have the testimony of the Spirit
我们就是神的儿子了
then we are sons of God
这是没有假的
and this is not false
这是真的
this is true
但是我们还要祈求圣灵
But we still have to pray for the Holy Spirit
祈求圣灵做神儿子的凭据
The Holy Spirit is the evidence
做神儿子的凭据
The Holy Spirit is the evidence that we are the Son of God
那难道如果没有圣灵我就不是神的儿子吗
But does that mean that if I do not have the Holy Spirit then I'm not the Son of God
就如同我们现在有一些还没有得到圣灵的
Like for some of us who have not received the Holy Spirit
那么我是不是神的儿子呢？
Then you may ask, am I the son of God?
还是我暂时还不是神的儿子？
Or do I say that I'm not the son of God temporarily?
等到我得到圣灵，我才真正是神的儿子。
Only when I receive the Holy Spirit, then I really become the son of God.
我们实在是神的儿子。
But we are truly the sons of God.
但是
But
按照神的旨意，
According to God's will,
你还是要祈求圣灵，
You have to pray for the Holy Spirit.
来证明你是神的儿子。
To prove that you are the son of God.
将来进入神的国，
When we enter into the kingdom of God,
你有没有圣灵的凭据呢？
Do you have this evidence of the Holy
Spirit? 你说我已经受洗，不就是神的儿子吗？
You may say that I'm already baptized, I'm already the son of God.
圣经没有有讲错吗？
Did the Bible say wrongly regarding this?
当然没有。
Of course not.
但是圣经也告诉我们，
But the Bible also emphasized to us,
你要祈求圣灵做得救的凭据，
That you are to pray for the Holy Spirit as a guarantee of your inheritance in heaven.
这是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
没有人可以免的。
And no one is an exception to this.
你有没有注意到？
Do you pay attention to this?
当主耶稣升天以后，
When Jesus ascended into heaven,
门徒都在耶路撒冷祷告求圣灵。
The disciples were waiting in Jerusalem praying for the Holy Spirit.
他们都已经牺牲一切了。
They have actually sacrificed everything.
圣灵与他们同在。
And the Holy Spirit was with them.
所以他们医病赶鬼哦。
At that time, they were able to perform miracles and heal the sick.
你忘记了他们很高兴对主耶稣说，因为你的名，连鬼都怕了我们吗？
And didn't you read that they spoke to Jesus that at his name, they were able to adjure the devils?
他们不是行为改变吗？
And there was also a change in their deeds.
他们不是热心工作吗？
And they were very zealous in their divine work.
但这一些可以代表他们不用再祈求圣灵做神儿子凭据的圣灵吗？
But can all this dispense them from praying for the Holy Spirit so that they can do without this evidence of the Holy Spirit?
是不能够的。
Of course it cannot.
他们一样要在耶路撒冷祷告祈求圣灵。
Likewise, they also have to pray for the Holy Spirit, and they waited and prayed in Jerusalem.
里面记载，
it was recorded,
主耶稣的母亲还有主耶稣的兄弟也跟他们一同祷告。
That the mother as well as the brothers of Jesus were praying together with the disciples.
主耶稣的母亲也不能够免的。
And even the mother of Jesus was not dispensed.
她也一样要祈求圣灵的。
She herself need to pray for the Holy Spirit.
因此弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们很清楚这一点。
We must clearly understand this.
我们的热心，我们的悔改，这一切是应该的。
We need to have zeal as well as repentance.
但是祈求圣灵作为我们进天国的凭据，做神儿女的凭据，这更加是重要的。
But it is also important for us to pray for the Holy Spirit as a guarantee of inheritance in heaven, as the evidence that we are the Son of God.
就有如洗礼以后，我们要行洗脚礼。
It's just like after we are baptized, we still need to have our feet washed.
有时候会让我们思想。
Sometimes we may consider this.
难道洗礼我们还不够干净吗？
Isn't it true that when we are baptized, we are completely clean?
所以我们还要加上洗脚礼才完全干净吗？
Do we need to have our feet washed in order to make ourselves completely clean?
当然没有这样的意思在里面。
Of course, this is not the teaching that we want to say.
洗礼的确是完全赦免我们的罪，我们成为圣洁的。
Because in baptism, our sins are completely washed away and we become clean.
那为什么要加上洗脚礼，好像多此一举呢？
But why is it that we must follow on by this feet washing as if this is an added requirement?
但这是主耶稣的旨意。
But again, this is the will of Jesus.
主耶稣对彼得说，我做的你现在不明白。
Jesus told Peter that what I'm doing now you do not understand.
但是你照我所做的去做吧，你就有福了。
But if you were to do what I do, you will be blessed.
我们能够比主耶稣更聪明吗？
Can we be wiser than Jesus?
我们可以说耶稣为什么要多此一举呢？这个代表什么东西？
Do you want to question Jesus? Why do you want to impose this additional requirements? Is there any teaching behind this?
主有他的旨意的。
Of course, the Lord has His will for us.
我们就顺服他的旨意。
And we must first submit to His will.
照他所吩咐的去行就是了。
And to do according to His instruction.
因此我们要下决心。
Therefore, we must be resolved.
我们也要下功夫。
And also play our part.
我们要祷告到天开来。
We must pray until the heavens open.
让圣灵降临下来，住在我们的身上。
That the Holy Spirit can descend and rest upon us.
因为这个圣灵就是要见证我们的信仰，也要见证我们神儿子的名分的。
Because this Holy Spirit shall testify to our faith as well as testify that we are the sons of God.
那我们得到圣灵的，是不是说，那我们不用祷告叫天开了？
But does that mean that those of us who have the Holy Spirit, We need not pray until the heavens open.
我们更要祷告，让天继续的开。
All the more we must pray that the heavens continue to remain open.
为什么呢
？Why？
请看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
17节跟18节。
Verse 17 and 18. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. Verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. I pray that the eyes of your hearts may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints.
说起来，我们有时候是相当矛盾的。
There are many times that we are contradicting in ourselves.
我们信耶稣，当然我们知道天国的盼望。
We believe in Jesus and we know about the hope of the kingdom of God.
我们也知道这个世界的虚假和短暂。
And we also know about the vanity as well as our short life on earth.
我们真正的家是在天上。
That our home is truly in heaven.
但是在现实的生活里面。
But then in our practical Christian lives,
我们好像看不见天开了。
We appear that we do not know that heavens are open.
就算真的我们在祷告。
Even when we are praying,
我们的心并不是在天上的。
But our hearts are not looking towards heaven.
事实上祷告就是人跟天上的神交通。
Actually, when we are praying, we are communicating with this God in heaven.
然后我们到会堂来。
When we come into the church,
我们才想到神的家。
This is the time we think about the
house of God. 想到神的道理。
Talk about his teaching.
在祷告里面想到我们天上的盼望。
And we consider our hope in heaven.
但是很可惜的。
But what is most pitiful,
有时候正祷告的时候我们的心还是向着这个世界。
Even whilst we are praying, there are times that our hearts are inclined to the world.
我们还是担心世界上很多很多的东西。
We are still worried about many things in the world.
紧紧缠住我们的心灵。
That these things of the world have actually captivated our hearts.
根本没有办法看见天开了。
And we are unable to see that the heavens have been opened for us.
所以保罗说啊
，Paul said this.
如果你们真的是相信基督
，If you really believe in the Lord Jesus,
从死里复活。
That he resurrected from the dead.
现在在天上。
That he is in heaven now.
那我们应该思念天上的事啊。
Then we must consider the things above.
可是为什么我们一直只是挂念地上的事呢
？But yet, why do we continue to worry about the things on earth?
对世界的一切都放不下，放不开。
And that we are not able to look lightly of the things on earth.
把我们的生命，我们的一切都投资在这个世界上。
And that we have invested all our feelings and our time into this world.
好像这就是我们永远的家。
As if this is our home forever.
好像这一切就是我们的生命，我们的目标。
As if that everything in this world is our objective, is our life.
保罗说。
Paul said this.
我为你们祷告。
That I pray for you.
祈求圣灵感动我们。
That the Holy Spirit will move you.
让我们在祷告的时候。
That in our prayers,
能够看见天开了
，we can see that the heavens are open.
知道我们真正的盼望是在天上
，to realize what is really our hope that is in heaven.
所以对于世上的一切
，that with regards to all the things in the world,
我们可以不用那么在乎，也不必那么样去计较。
We are able to look lightly at these things.
真正的得失是在哪里呢
？When is the time that we really have hope?
真正的输赢是在哪里呢 ？Win or lose, 输赢。
When is the time that we are really victorious?
我们很在乎这一切的。
Actually, we find that we pay much attention to these things.
我怎么可以输给他
？How can I lose to him?
我吞不下这一口气。
I find that I cannot swallow my pride.
我怎么可以失去这一切
？How can I lose these things?
所以我们就是为了这一些输赢得失来烦恼、来计较、来埋怨。
And for the sake of all these benefits of winning and losing, we are constantly in sorrows and in troubles.
可是正如主耶稣说的
But like what Jesus has said to us
无知的人啊
Oh foolish man
如果今夜要你的灵魂
If tonight your soul is required of you
你这一切输赢得失又变成什么意义呢
And what are all these benefits winning and losing What will it matter to you anymore
所以不止还没有得到圣灵的人要迫切的祷告
That is why for members who have not received the Holy Spirit We have to pray earnestly for the Holy Spirit
让天开了圣灵降临下来
So that the heavens can be opened and the Holy Spirit can be
让我们找到得到圣灵的凭据
That we can receive this evidence very early
让我们可以进入神的国
And that we have the hope we are able to enter the kingdom of God
那我们得到圣灵的
And we can for those of us who have the Holy Spirit
我们更应当要祷告
All the more we need to pray
让我们真正看见天开了
That we are able to truly see the heavens are open.
正如保罗所说的
，As Paul has said,
让我们真知道他，我们在天上的基业是何等丰盛的荣耀。
That we may truly know him and know what is the hope of his calling.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我就讲这两点。